This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute.
I'm Buzz Ulrich. Martin Luther's split from the Roman Catholic Church nearly 500 years ago allowed Christians from all corners of the earth to hear the gospel of Jesus in a confessional light. In the Philippines, James Hertaniola, president of the Lutheran Church in the Philippines, says the 20th century split caused the faithful many years of strife in his nation. But despite that split, Hertaniola says there is good news for Filipino Lutherans in the 21st century.
We are all rejoicing in the Lutheran Church in the Philippines because after the enemy, the devil, had succeeded for 24 years, the enemy split the church. And because of that, we have not done a very good witness to the community. We did a lot of things that are too shameful. Things that exhausted many of the resources of the church.
But Pastor Hertaniola says after several years of dialogue and a convention in 2012, a reunification of the two Lutheran bodies has taken place.
Indeed, praise God, we had a very joyful and successful convention. The two churches is now one, and that convention culminated with the election of officers. And I thank the people of the Lutheran Church in the Philippines, and I thank God for giving me again another opportunity to lead and serve the Lutheran Church in the Philippines.
Although some questions have arisen, the president of the Lutheran Church in the Philippines says the overall feeling is positive.
But with the great participation of the people and the blessings of God, I'm sure we will be having better results. We will have more products.
A confessional Lutheran, James Hertaniola says the cross and the Holy Trinity are now the focus of Filipino Lutherans.
Our joining together and doing mission proclaiming to the world the wonderful gospel of our Lord, we should not forget the Lord. He should be there. We should be praying for his blessings for every effort that we will do.
However, in December 2012, the Filipino island of Mindanao was hit hard by Typhoon Bofa, the costliest storm in Filipino history, with more than 1,000 confirmed deaths and hundreds missing, just about 1 year removed from a devastating tropical storm that killed more than 1,000 Filipinos during an extended period of flash flooding. President James Hertaniola of the Lutheran Church in the Philippines says he is grateful for the assistance being given by confessional Lutheran bodies in an effort to help those in need.
Around the world, there are people who are praying for us, working with us.
For those in the United States who would like to help the efforts of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Disaster Response, you can donate online at lcms.org/givenow/disaster.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.